Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Small Talk podcast. My name is Katie Fairman, and I hope that wherever you're listening, you had an amazing weekend. It's currently a very wet and soggy Monday here in the UK, typical British summertime, but I hope that you have been finding plenty to do to occupy yourselves while we have the Formula One summer break. Now, I'm not going to say, oh my gosh, there's no racing, I don't know what to do with my life, because there's been lots of great racing. In fact, the weekend just gone, I think we had British touring cars, there was some NASCAR, some Indy cars, so there's plenty of racing available to whet your appetite if you were missing it. But the theme of today's episode is all about the Formula One summer break, more specifically, what the drivers have been up to. Now, a little disclaimer before I start is all the information that I'm going to talk about today, I've just got through the drivers' Instagrams. I have not been stalking them with binoculars. Don't worry, there's none of that. This is all publicly available pictures and information, but I thought that it would be quite a fun little take to go through what they've each been up to, how they've been spending their downtime. And yeah, you can tell the summer break is really, there's not much going on. So apologies for this episode, but I thought it would be a bit of fun. So I hope that you enjoy it. Grab yourself a drink. I've gone for a nice cup of tea today, nice cozy cup of tea. And let's get into this episode.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Okay, so before we start this episode, I also wanted to mention Nyck de Vries, okay? Because last year, and this is relevant, last year's summer break was absolute chaos, wasn't it? We had Fernando Alonso announcing that he was going to Aston Martin, which then turned into the whole Oscar Piastri tweet situation, which was just crazy. Nothing is ever going to top that for summer break drama, I'll be honest with you. But this season, the most exciting piece of news that we've heard is that Nyck de Vries is going to go and study at Harvard now instead of go into racing, is what I understand it to be. And I feel like that's a really nice piece of news. I'm really happy that he's actually made that decision, not because I want him still to be in racing, because he's a good racing driver, he's talented, he's won several championships, but that's a kind of brave thing to do if you think about it. You know, for most of these drivers, their entire livelihood up until this point has just been racing. Lots of them had to sacrifice having normal childhoods because they spent a lot of time on the road, or they had to be in training, or, you know, lots of different things. So I'm not trying to get a little violin out for them, by the way, because I know that for a lot of them, they enjoyed it, and that's the reason that they're here today. But I think that's quite a big leap to go from just your whole life being racing to deciding, actually, no, I'm going to take five and I'm going to go into education and get myself a degree. Very similar to what Nicholas Latifi has done, which I don't think I've actually mentioned about this on the podcast. I know that I said for the longest time, where is Nicholas Latifi? I need to know. I hope that he's doing okay. And then it was revealed that he is studying business, which actually is something that I knew about before he posted about it on social media, because in my hunt to find Nicholas Latifi, which sounds much more sincere than it was meant to be, I just love to interview him and just catch up and talk about his time in F1 and what he's up to now. But in doing my research, I actually had a mutual friend tell me that he was studying business. So I did know that was happening, but it was also not my news to share. So I'm glad that he's done so now on social. But yeah, full credit to Latifi and to Nick DeVries for going out of the ordinary and deciding to go into education rather than continuing with a really intense full-time racing career. So that's been the most exciting story of the summer break so far in my eyes. So that's why I'm being driven to doing podcasts like this, because there's nothing very exciting to talk about. Wait for me to publish this podcast and then a really big bit of F1 news comes out. You just know it's going to happen. But let's start with SD Bestie for this podcast, because he has been living up in Saint-Tropez. He's been on a yacht, but he's not been alone. He has been holidaying with Mick Schumacher. Now, this friendship is already one of the sweetest in Formula One. We know that last year when Mick's Haas seat was under threat, Esteban was saying, oh, I'd have him at Alpine. He'd be like the dream teammate and all of this really sweet stuff. So these two have got a really good friendship, but they've gone on holiday together, which is very cute. And they've been posting lots of pictures. Esteban especially has been posting pictures of him and Mick. One of the pictures that he posted was Mick had him in a headlock on the boat, which is relevant because one of the people that they were on holiday with was an MMA fighter. I had to look this up. But we can't not talk about Mick Schumacher and the post that he did when he was on holiday. He posted like a picture of himself, almost like unrecognizable, I would go as far as saying. He was leaning against the boat, like really feeling himself. He had a really good fit on. He had like the silver rings. I don't know how you would describe the style, but you can definitely tell that he spent a lot of time hanging out with like Lewis Hamilton. It gives a lot of Lewis Hamilton vibes, this outfit. And lots of people were going crazy for it online. And then within a couple of hours, he did like what's called a soft launch with his new girlfriend. So he posted a picture of him and his new girlfriend, and they were holding hands. They had matching bracelets on, which is just so adorable. I mean, come on, that's just goals right there. Lots of people joking, saying Esteban Ocon's got really like smaller feet than I thought he would or whatever, because they've been posting lots of pictures of them in their little bromance. But no, he's now gone public with his girlfriend. I don't know anything about them. It's not really any of my business. As long as he's happy, that's the most important thing. But yeah, the two of them on holiday together, I thought was so cute. I couldn't not talk about it. For Esteban's teammate, Pierre Gasly, he's kept things pretty low key. All we know is that he went to Portugal. He's been there with his girlfriend, and he appears to have played quite a lot of golf. But yeah, for Pierre, that's all we seem to know about him. George Russell, on the other hand, has been spamming social with pictures of his summer break. And as he should, he's been spending a lot of time with his family. I don't actually know what relation these children are to George, if he's their uncle or something like that. But either way, it's really sweet that he's spending so much time with them. In fact, I'm not sure if it's the same kids, but at the British Grand Prix, I know that he took, I don't know if it's his niece and his nephew, I want to say it was, but onto the massive Silverstone stage with him. And they nearly got him in trouble by saying some funny stuff. So I don't know if it's the same kids, but either way, very cute spending time with them. He's been posting lots of pictures with his fluffy hair, which lots of people seem to be going mad for. Somebody said actually that it reminds them of Jeremiah from The Summer I Turned Pretty, which I understand will not resonate with half of my audience of this podcast, but if you know, you know, and it's a great TV show, and we can get into that another time. But yes, sticking with the theme of being on boats, he's been spending a lot of time on there, posting pictures with his girlfriend, Carmen. And one thing that people notice is the fact that George and Carmen seem to have matching Rolexes, which is just like a whole nother level, but fair play. If it works, it works. What else? I've made some notes for this, by the way. This is how sad I am and how lonely the F1 summer break has been. But he bumped into Daniel Ricciardo in Ibiza when they were both watching Martin Garrix, which I thought was very cute. I know that Daniel especially is a close friend of Martin's, and so nice that they are able to hang out together. And we'll speak about Daniel a little bit later. But on that picture, because obviously we know Ricciardo and Russell have got like a really good friendship going. He calls him Russell George, and we've seen George like rocking Ricciardo's Enchanté merch in the paddock and stuff like that. Ricciardo still owes me merch, by the way. I know that people keep asking me about this. I'm hoping at some point this season to have a one-on-one with him and actually confront him about this and be like, mate, you owe me some merchandise. Give it to me. But on this same picture of Ricciardo and Russell, Sir Jackie Stewart has commented on this picture on Instagram and said, we all have that one guy from the office you just can't shake off. And I thought, yeah, pop off, Jackie Stewart. And he put a little winky face in there as well. I don't know if it's actually him or if it's like somebody from his team or his grandson or something, but I just thought that was quite a cute little comment from Jackie, so I thought I'd mention it. Now on to George's teammate, Lewis. And he's only posted one picture, which is just him in the ocean, said out of office. But we all know what Lewis is really like. He's probably spent his summer break swimming with sharks, probably climbed Mount Everest. He's been doing some sort of Arctic expedition. The guy never stops. So although we only have the one picture from Instagram, we all know that Lewis is probably off on some crazy adventure and he'll do an almighty photo dump at the end of summer break. And we'll be like, oh, okay, just casually drop this in there. And the man, like I say, he just can't do nothing, which is why he's one of the greats.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Valtteri Bottas is the next guy we're going to talk about. And the one point that I've made for Valtteri is that he's got a new hat, which I promise you is more exciting. Actually, is it more exciting than it sounds? It's just a hat. But he has gone to Colorado and he's got himself a cowboy hat. And not going to lie, looks really good with the mustache, with the mullet. He's got some sunnies on and he's got this cowboy hat. And you just know how Valtteri is, that cowboy hat is going to be his entire personality for the second half of the season. And honestly, I'm not mad about it. It looks good, like rock it. So who knows, maybe he's going to try and get some like Alfa Romeo or Valtteri Bottas special cowboy hats for the second half of the season. I mean, I would definitely want one of those, especially in Texas. Like, that's a need. So that's his summer break, summer eyes. He's also been doing a lot of cycling, spending some time with Lance Armstrong as well. Obviously, Tiffany Cromwell, his partner, is a professional cyclist. So yeah, that's what he's been up to in Colorado. And then for his teammate, Guan Yu Zhou, it looks like Zhou's gone back home to China. He posted a really cool picture of him with the Shanghai skyline in the background. And he's been doing a lot of promotional work with Lululemon, who he's like a brand rep for them over in China. So he's been keeping busy, but hopefully he's able to have some actual downtime. Another driver who has gone back to his roots is Fernando Alonso. He's posted some pictures of him at the Fernando Alonso Museum. I mean, how cool are you to have your own museum? Like, obviously, there are items in there that are about Fernando, whether that's old F1 cars that he's been driven. Like, I really want to go to this museum, by the way. I know that he gets a lot of the helmets from his helmet swaps and he stores them in this museum. And there's also a go-kart track, which is sort of connected to the museum. So he's been spending a lot of time there in the summer break, which is lovely, hopefully helping young karters and giving them lots of advice. And he posted a reel earlier of him doing a load of donuts in a go-kart, which made me feel dizzy just watching it. But he's been keeping himself occupied. And then for Lance Stroll, I'm going to just put it out there. Like, he just literally has done one Instagram post that was like a camera roll dump. It sounds like it's the bare minimum, but he has shown some personality, more personality than I think we've seen from him across Instagram for the whole rest of the season. He's definitely one of those drivers on Instagram. He'll post like a really moody looking picture of him in the car and he'd be like, P9, on to the next one. And like, that's his post from the whole weekend. Or like, qualifying didn't go to plan, race day tomorrow, and then like a punch emoji or something. These are all captions I'm making up in my head. I don't know if they exist, but it seems like the kind of thing that Lance would do. However, guys, we've had a breakthrough because Lance has done a camera roll dump. And within that, there's a picture of him eating ice cream. Who knew that something so simple could actually be just what the people needed? And yeah, he seems to have really been having some fun in his summer break. And like, Lance, I know you won't be listening to this, but this is what we want. This is the kind of insight into people's personal lives that we want from Instagram rather than just having it as such a corporate account. But yeah, Lance seems to be having some good times with friends, and that was kind of my own real point, is that he just has done this post and he actually looks like he's having fun, which is more than can be said for how the first half of his season kind of went. From Lance to Lando, and actually the same is said for Oscar Piastri, his teammate, but they both attended the British Grand Prix at Silverstone for the MotoGP. From the looks of it, they had a good time. I know that Lando has definitely been to the British Grand Prix before because he was a huge fan of Max Verstappen. Oh, I literally don't mean Max at all. I got too busy and I looked at my phone and I did like a Ron Burgundy and I read exactly the words that were on my phone. He's a big fan of Valentino Rossi is what I meant to say there. But both Oscar and Lando enjoyed some time looking at things on two wheels rather than four. And then for Alex Albon, he has spent some time in Mallorca. Shock, he has been on a boat. Like I say, it's either golf or it's boats with these guys. But he's been away with his girlfriend Lily, who is a professional golfer. And I know it's not competition, but I do think that Alex and Lily are definitely the cutest couple in the F1 paddock. But they have been spending some time away. Alex shared some pictures of him diving from a boat into the ocean and said at Sports Illustrated, like, basically hit me up, which obviously I do work with Sports Illustrated, but I'm afraid, Alex, I can't help you there, hun. Fair play, because he posted these pictures of him jumping from the boat and into the water. And anyone who's ever looked up like pictures of people diving or just generally knows that when you try and take photos like that, it's not the most flattering because you're literally moving at such quick speeds and your face, it doesn't do what you want it to do. It pulls some very odd expressions. And most people, and I would probably fall into this category because, you know, sometimes, especially on Instagram, I can be quite shallow. And I think that's fine to admit. He posted all of the pictures, and some of which I'm like, Alex, that is so unflattering. But fair play for putting it on the internet. You're a lot braver than I am. But yeah, he's been posting some wholesome pics of him and Lily whilst they're on holiday. And in his most recent photo dump that he has shared, the last slide was him with two donkeys. And actually, I have to get my phone, hold on. I saw a funny caption that somebody did with that picture on Twitter earlier. It was from Formulio. So they're Formula and Leo. And then it said Alex Albon with Lando Norris and George Russell on vacation. And then, like I say, it's the picture with him and the two donkeys, which maybe is a slightly cruel, but it made me laugh. So well done to that account. And then for Logan Sargeant, it seems that he has been in Ibiza with a load of his mates, chilling out, enjoying some downtime. They've been taking lots of pictures as a group, but rather than just a normal one where they're all standing together, we've had like people on other people's shoulders. It's giving off the vibes of when you used to do like gymnastics class and you used to try and make a human pyramid. It's giving off those kind of vibes. Fun summer break trip with the crew. Now it's back to work ahead of the second half of the season, and that was 2 days ago. Well, Logan, you've got another week and a half until we're in Zandvoort, so he's clearly ready to get in and get focused. Still in his rookie year, and actually I think a lot of people have been pleasantly surprised about how Logan's getting on. So yeah, best of luck for the second half of the season, Logan. Next up is Max Verstappen, current world champion. Guy has been on a summer break pretty much the whole season with how far ahead he is to the rest of the field and how competitive that Red Bull is. But for his actual summer break, all I know from his main Instagram feed is that he was at Tomorrowland with Lando Norris, so bringing back Lando, and Martin Garrix. Something about Martin Garrix being besties with all the F1 drivers is is certainly an interesting one. He put, simply lovely start to the summer break. Thanks, Martin Garrix. I don't know if he can, but he should definitely copyright the phrase simply lovely because he uses that all the time. But that is what Max has been up to. And then for Sergio Perez, I've just gone on his Instagram now, and my man is getting some serious coin from all of the adverts that he's promoting, like all the promotional stuff. He's not posted a single picture of him, to be fair, like on a boat, enjoying some golf, as you know, the main themes of this episode. But instead, he has done adverts for Mexico. It's a nice advert. He's then done another one for Nescafe, which is all shot in a very like golden light. I'm currently watching this live. This is my live reaction He's smelling the coffee. I hate coffee, by the way. I think it's disgusting. Sorry if you're a fan of it, but it's why I always drink tea, because coffee just hate it. But yeah, he's doing some Nescafe adverts. He's now essentially smelling the coffee, taking a sip. And then the following post is another advert, this time for Cavac Mexico, who, what do Cavac do? Let's have a look. They are the best way to buy and sell your car in Mexico. So he has done a post for that. But I thought exactly the same, and all the comments say the same. It looks like he's joined Williams. The way that this post is laid out, it's got sort of the funky lighting. It's in the colours of the Williams uniform, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, race suit, with the different shades of blue. And it does. It looks like he's doing a post saying that he signed for Williams. And all of the comments agree with it. I thought Bro went to Williams. At first, I thought Checo had gone to Williams. Checo and Alex Albon swap. Here we go. Like, all of the comments are to do with the fact that it looks like he's signed a Williams deal. But alas, that is all we know about Checo. I did have a look through what he'd been tagged in, which I know is against the idea of what I said at the beginning, but it just looks like that he's been hanging out with his dad. For Mr. Tsunoda, he has launched his own original brand with some cool merch that he's dropped. I'm loving all these drivers dropping their own merch, and actually I really like Yuki's stuff. He's currently modeling some hoodies, some beanies, phone cases, but it's all in a really pretty design with the 22, which is obviously his racing number, and then sort of leaves, which I'm sure he's like incorporated that kind of leaf design into his racing helmet. Yeah, very sweet from Yuki. But apart from that, I can't tell you what else he's been up to, apart from doing his own merchandise. And then his new teammate, Mr. Ricardo, who's the king of F1 merch. As we know, he has been to Ibiza watching some Martin Garrix. And that's about all I know from there. Actually, one thing I will mention, as I'm going through all of their Instagrams, it's coming up which number they are for when they have joined Threads, is that still a thing anymore, Threads? I got an account. I did one tweet that said, hello from the other side, or something cliche like that. And then I never posted on it again. So I don't really know if Threads are a thing, but the reason I'm mentioning that is because Daniel Ricciardo was 948th person to be on Threads, which is a really low number. So obviously he's part of like the super group that got first dibs, but to be one of the first 1,000 people to join Threads, and I'm going on people's thing. I mean, I joined it like the same day that it was made available to the public, and I'm 9,985,456th, and I joined that the day that the Threads came out, and yet Ricardo was 948. So I don't know why I've mentioned that, but let's see, did he actually ever use it? Let's have a look. Oh, I clicked on it, it said content not available, so that's great. But yeah, for Ricardo, all I know is that he's been in Ibiza with his girlfriend Heidi, and they watch Martin Garrix. Very exciting, thrilling content. I'm really glad that I decided to make this a podcast, because I thought, oh, there'll be loads to talk about. And then it's just the same thing of being like, oh, shock, he's on holiday. Let's move on to Carlos Sainz. Now, Carlos Sainz is keeping people happy with his thirst traps. He has posted a picture of him. He's in Sardinia in Italy, and he's got his first picture in this thing. Oh, I've just seen something really, really cringe. Yeah, so he's posted these pictures of him on holiday. Some lovely pictures. He's clearly enjoying life on the sea, on a boat. Take a shot. We mentioned a boat again. But he's put best way to recharge the batteries, and then a little ocean emoji, and then he's put hashtag Carlos Sainz. He's hashtagged his own name on his own post. How do we feel about that? How do we feel about that, guys? If you want my advice, I would stop doing that. Like, babe, you have 7.4 million followers on Instagram. I don't think you need to worry about hashtagging your own name for people to find your content. I think you'll be okay. But anyway, he's posted some pictures of him. And for his teammate, Leclerc, He has recently, literally in the last few hours, released a new piece of music. I think it's Mon 23 is the name of this one, which I don't know if it's Monaco 23 or if it's Monza 23, but it's just Mon 23. It got played, I think it was like an exclusive listen on Classic FM, which are two worlds that I did not expect to collide with each other, but here we are. And actually, I have to say to Charles, whatever you want to, it still annoys me that I don't have, like, I don't know which one it is. He said before, Charles, whatever you want to call me, I'm happy with, but I need him just to make a decision because otherwise I get bullied by the internet if I say one way or the other. Fair play to him, like, for composing his own music and actually having the courage to put it out there to the world. Like, it's a very vulnerable thing to do, but clearly the stuff that he's doing is good if it's being picked up by Classic FM. Yeah, that's what he's been up to. He's also been spending time with his mates in Monaco. Same kind of vibes, actually, as Logan Sargeant, in that him and all of his mates have been taking these pictures, and there's one of them, and they're all lying on the floor, but they made a little circle. And they're the kind of photos that you take with your friends when you're at the park and you put on Facebook in, like, 2009. And, fair enough. I don't think I've taken a photo like that with my friends in at least 15 years, but maybe if Leclerc can bring back, you know, people taking an interest in classical music, then maybe he's going to start a new trend and that'll be the latest thing to take photos like that with your friends again. But yeah, it's definitely giving, like, Bebo. He's Charles Leclerc, he can do what he wants. Okay, we're at the final hurdle. Two more drivers to go. I know this has been, it's been an interesting podcast, I won't lie to you, but we have Nico Hülkenberg. And unfortunately, I would say he's still not found another box of hair dye. The hair is still bleach blonde. I love the Kennedy that it was giving, the fact that he said it wasn't deliberately done because of the Barbie movie. But I'm going to be honest, I think it's time you dye it back, Nico, because it's giving Slim Shady. And lots of people can pull it off, the bleach blonde, but I'm not sure about you, babe, I'm gonna be honest. But maybe you love it, and if you do, then fair enough, don't listen to me, don't listen to the haters. But for me, the blonde is a no. But anyway, that's not his highlight of his summer holidays. He has been also karting. He posted a picture 4 days ago saying, back to the roots today with one of my first mentors, the legendary Michael Vaquera. I'm guessing that's how it's pronounced. But yeah, he's been enjoying some time karting. Like I say, these boys cannot stay away from the racing. They just love it too much. So that's what Nico has been up to. And then for Kevin Magnussen, for K-Mag, he has been enjoying some time on a podcast. He's done one, episode 3 out now. Listen to the new episode of Intellis Talatech. I don't understand what this means, but for an honest talk about stress, well-being, relationships and private life and the art of balancing it all. Actually, do you know what? That sounds like a really good listen. So I'm going to actually bookmark that and maybe listen to that later. Well, I'm glad I went on his page and found that out because I literally missed that. Yeah, apart from that, I know that he welcomed a new baby recently. He's got another baby called Agnes. So yeah, Laura is now a big sister. His post reads, "Welcome to the world, Agnes. We love you so much." And then he tagged his wife and said, "Louise, you are a superstar," which is so cute. So you'll probably find he's just been enjoying being a new dad. Not a new dad, but like having a new baby. And that takes up all of your time. So he has probably been having some lovely, well-spent family time. And thank goodness that is the end, because I don't know how much longer. Like, I thought this would be a really fun idea for a podcast. And now, as I reach the half an hour mark, I'm like, actually, just saying the same thing over and over again. It turns out that maybe this wasn't the most thrilling podcast that I had planned to do, but nonetheless, I hope that you have enjoyed the last half an hour of just some silly catching up to do with the drivers. And basically what I'm hearing is that someone needs to send out an Oscar Piastri level tweet. We need to have some driver contract silly season drama for the sake of our own sanity, because we're all going a bit mad. Anyway, anyway, let's end this on a bit of a happier note. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, for supporting it. When we get racing back, I'm sure these podcasts will become, one, a bit more regular, and two, a bit more interesting, because, yeah, turns out going through drivers' Instagrams, it's not the most thrilling type of content, but we move. Anyway, I hope you have yourselves an amazing week ahead. Just think, this time next week, it will be the start of race week, and I'm going to be going to Zandvoort for the Dutch Grand Prix. I've got some amazing interviews lined up with the likes of Max Verstappen, which is going to be absolutely crazy. In fact, if you have any ideas of things you want to speak to Max about, I've got a list of things that I want to chat to him about. I'm not going to give any away because I think that they're actually quite good questions and I want to be selfish and keep them for myself. But if you have anything that you're desperately wanting to ask Max, whether that is to do with his time on the track or what life is like away from the racetrack, which is kind of mainly going to be my focus, let me know. Hit me up on Instagram, hit me up on Twitter. The links to both are in the description, the bio of this episode. But for now, have yourselves an amazing week. We're nearly back to having F1 in our lives again. But for now, take care of yourselves, and I will catch you all with another episode very soon. Bye!